Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's metal, machinery, transport equipment, and electronics industries grew 5% in the second quarter of 2025, driven by a 19% surge in the machinery and equipment sector. Director of Agricultural Machinery at the Directorate General of Metal, Machinery, Transport Equipment and Electronics Industry of the Indonesian Industry Ministry, Solehan, yesterday said higher government capital spending boosted production and investment. The ministry has also set up the Indonesia Manufacturing Center to promote technology downstreaming, joint research, and modern farming machinery. Indonesia's Deputy for Monitoring and Supervision at a National Nutrition Agency, Dadang Hendra Yuda, yesterday said free nutritious meal program benefits children and pregnant women while creating jobs and boosting the local economy. With a target of 30,000 public kitchens by December 2025, the program is projected to generate around 1.5 million jobs. Launched in January 2025 under President Prabowo Subianto's administration, Free Nutritious Meal Program aims to combat stunting, reduce poverty, and support Indonesia's vision for a golden generation by 2045. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Your face is so different from the mother's. I'll say you're the only one that I'll adore. Cause every time you're by my side, my blood rushes through my veins, and my geeky face blush so silly, yeah, oh yeah. And I want to make you mine. Oh baby, I'll take you to the sky. Forever you and I.
You and I.
You and I. And we'll be together till we die. Our love will last forever and forever. You'll be mine. You'll be mine. Oh, ooh. chart lingers always on my mind. I'll say you're the only one that I've waited for. And I want you to be mine. Oh baby, I'll take you to the sky. Forever you and I.
You and I.
You and I. Together till we die. Our love will last forever and forever. You'll be mine. You'll be mine.
And I want you to.
Take you to the sky, forever you and I,
you and I,
you and I, and we'll be together till we die. Our love will last forever and forever. You'll be mine, you'll be mine.
Oh baby, I'll
take you to the sky, forever. You and I,
and we'll be together till we die. Our love will last forever and forever. You'll be mine, you'll be mine.
Oh, oh, oh.
You'll be mine.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, gonna stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, rocking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see.
We are meant to be.
Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, gotta stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Oh,
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy!
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
the economic sector, that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Good news from Indonesia, represented by sociopreneur Zaghi Berian, has been chosen as the only Southeast Asian representative in the United Nations Secretary General's 14-member Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change. According to a written statement from the United Nations in Indonesia, this marks the first time Zaghi Berian will serve on the third Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change under UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Guterres expressed pride in announcing the launch of the third Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change, expanding its membership from 7 to 14. This means more space for young voices at the negotiating table, more space for youth leadership, and more shape to climate change. And the announcement of the members of the UN Secretary General's Young Advisory Group was made on International Youth Day, which falls on August 12. The group is tasked with providing the UN Secretary General with practical, results-oriented input, providing diverse perspectives from young people along with concrete recommendations to support the UN's work in accelerating global action to address the climate crisis. Zaghi Berian himself is the founder of the Society of Renewable Energy, which has inspired and mobilized a broad network of youth across Indonesia. He also contributes to the G20 Energy Transition Working Group in collaboration with the Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, the B20 Task Force on Energy, Sustainability and Climate, and serves as chief of the Southeast Asia Youth Forum on Energy under ASEAN. Well, hopefully with Zaghi Berian on the Southeast Asian representative in the UN Secretary General's 14-member Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change, he will seize his voice for a better change on climate change in the world and, of course, in Indonesia.
Pertama kali aku terduga. nafas lega.
Felicia and Stephanie Putri with Bimbang or Skeptical. It's the original soundtrack of an Indonesian phenomenal popular teen movie, Ada Apa Dengan Cinta 2, released in 2016. Well, actually, in 2016, it was not a teenage movie, because the teenage movie was released back in 2002, and now in 2025, millennials, Gen Z, everyone here in Indonesia are excited to welcome Ada Apa Dengan Cinta Rebirth, or the musical drama version of the film. Well, so excited to watch the film, as excited as we're looking forward for the next program, which is we still have more features coming up next to take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, tradition, custom, food, and so on. So stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the
siaplah.
sia-sia. Ingin yang terbaik untuknya. Setiap manusia pasti pernah bersedia dan ditemukan bahagia. Kan seberangi samudaria, di atas langit masih ada lagi langit lebih tinggi. Sesaat lagi.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. Truth is not decided by how many people believe in it. A quote by Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta, Indonesia on August 1868. He was the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia, from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea. Many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences, original recipes and traditional fares, prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
That's dry, wide ocean alone.
Lost out in the desert, you are lost out in the desert.
But to stand with you in the ring of fire, I'll forget the days gone by. I'll protect your body and guard your soul from the rashes in your side.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For still joining us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. And previously, you just enjoyed two songs in a row by Indonesian stars that we're really proud of: Agnes Mo, Na Na Na, Anggun, Snow on the Sahara. And FYI, the Indonesian stars Agnes Mo and Anggun are officially joining the cast of an American action crime series, and they will play as mother and daughter. Well, how will it be going on? And the season itself is likely to drop late 2025 or early 2026, where we are really excited to see how Agnes and Angun's characters will impact the story, marking a rare moment for Indonesian talent in a major US series. Well, stay tuned for more great things from Indonesia, including a special feature specially produced by Voice of Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today on voinews.id or RRI Digital mobile app.
Pikiranmu buatku ragu, tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi terasa mengganggu, ku coba untuk terus menjauh. Perlahan hatiku terbelenggu, ku coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Engkau bukanlah segalaku, bukan tempat tuh hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu, biar hujan menghapus jejakmu.
It's thick black soft with separate taste, rather sour and spicy. That's sayur gabus pucung, a legendary Betawi culinary. It is actually a kind of soup made from cod fish and pucung, which is a local herb that turns its color into black.
Bahan-bahannya ikan gabus.
Fresh cork fish plus pucung. Pucung is kluwak. The Javanese call it kluwak. The color is black. That's it. Just put some spices like leek and celery to make it more savory. If not, it won't be delicious.
There are the main ingredients of sayur gabus pucung, as described by Ibu Koryanti, a sayur gabus pucung seller in Cibubur, East Jakarta. The legendary Betawi dish is made from mainly cod or gabus fish and pucung, hence it is called gabus pucung. To cook it, the cod fish is washed with ash, so it's not so fishy. Then it is cleaned, sorted along with spices that had been pounded or ground, among others, salad, garlic, ginger, bay leaf, pepper, coriander, lemongrass, tamarind, and pucung or kluwak. After that, add some butter. The amount of water should be quite enough. It is interesting that in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, sayur means vegetables. Betawi people classify all kinds of dishes with a lot of water as sayur. In English, salt, maybe. So this one is known as sayur gabus pucung, though it does not contain any vegetables at all. As explained by Ibu Koryanti.
The fish is mixed with kluwak. That's why it is called sayur, because it is cooked with a lot of water. Mixed with water, lots of water. So it's just like sayur.
Of all the spices used, it is the pucung or kluwak that makes this cuisine special. Pucung, or also known as kluwak or kepayan tree, is a plant that grows wild. Its fruit has a hard shell, and the seed is used as a seasoning in many Indonesian cuisines and gives black color on every dish. With a blend of other herbs, sayur gabus pucung tastes savory, sour and spicy, and very delicious if served with hot rice. Besides being delicious, sayur gabus pucung is also believed to have many benefits for the body, such as accelerating the healing of wounds, including ones out of operation or surgery, helping the healing process of various diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis, and typhoid, and coping with the swelling that occurs in the body. All these properties obtained as cod fish has a lot of protein, especially albumin, which is pretty high, even higher than meat and fish. Albumin is a kind of protein in the blood, needed by the body to maintain and repair tissue. Sayur gabus pucung indeed is a legendary Betawi culinary and has been created since the Dutch colonial era. It is a fought culinary because other kinds of fish were expensive at the time. Moreover, cod was also easily found dead, especially in many swamps in Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung was not just served as an everyday food among the Betawi community. In the past, sayur gabus pucung was part of food hampered sent to relatives and friends during fasting or Idul Fitri, as told by Ibu Koryanti.
Sometimes there are people who like it for small parties, for food hamper sent to others, but the cork has become rare now. Yet there are always some people who need it.
In the past, sayur gabus pucung was an important part of Betawi people tradition called nyorok. It is a tradition of delivering food from especially married children to parents or parents-in-law ahead of the fasting month of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. But now people do not send sayur gabus pucung to each other anymore. This is because today it is difficult to find cooked fish. So no wonder the culinary has now become increasingly rare. Efforts to preserve the Betawi culinary legend has been done by the Indonesian government. In 2014, the Rectorate of International Association and Cultural Values of the Ministry of Education and Culture of Indonesia decided 96 of 118 proposed cultural works to become intangible cultural heritage objects of Indonesia's 30 provinces. Among the 96, there are 8 originating from Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung is one of them.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubui Bulan. The Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubui Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubui Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!